Moving right along on the WGBU Morning Show, our eco-insider WEMIAC doing great things in our own backyard, West Michigan Environmental Action Council. We're going to talk to you, Liz Kirkwood, from Flow for the Love of Water, where we're going to continue a conversation. What is Flow and its role in shutting down Line 5? Good lady.
Good morning, Shelley. Wonderful to be back. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Well, we are for Love of Water, and we're a Great Lakes Water Law and Policy Center based in Traverse City. And our mission is to keep our water public and protected, making sure that this extraordinary resource is a shared commons for current and future generations. And we do that by empowering leaders and educating citizens about public trust law is a key legal strategy. And we're, it's about all of the Great Lakes groundwater protection and ensuring access to safe, clean, affordable water. Rolling on to updates of Line 5. A lot has happened, as you may know, and we are approaching a deadline, the May 12th shutdown deadline that Governor Whitmer put down back in November of 2020 when she and the Department of Natural Resources filed a notice of revocation and termination of the easement, the public trust easement that allows the Line 5 pipeline to occupy our public waters and bottomlands in the Straits of Mackinac. And that date, she gave the company Enbridge 180 days to transition and to shut down the pipeline. And simultaneously with that action, she also filed a lawsuit in Ingham County based on public trust law to shut down the pipelines. And back in January, we heard Enbridge defiantly saying that they would not comply with the state's order. We are seeing kind of a fever pitch moment where the state is adamantly saying that this is the deadline, that that Enbridge will be in violation of state law, defying its order, and that it must comply. What I was going to just quickly say, Shelley, is it's a complicated landscape. The role that we at Flow have been playing for, you know, the last 8 years is really putting together the legal, the technical, and scientific case to shut down Line 5, which endangered the Great Lakes, with documenting the ongoing easement violations and urging the state to do exactly as what Governor Whitmer has done and exercise legal authority as sovereign protector of the Great Lakes under public trust law. We have been working as part of a statewide movement with Oil and Water Don't Mix campaign and other key partners, including National Wildlife Federation and the tribes who hold treaty rights in the Straits of Mackinac, where Line 5 looms, threatening our waters every day. It is literally a ticking time bomb at 68 years old. I want to mention also that, you know, the Enbridge's reckless and defiant corporate culture is both pervasive and well documented. Everything from the Kalamazoo spill, where over 1 million gallons of heavy tar sands burst open and destroyed a 40-mile stretch of the line of the Kalamazoo River in 2010. The National Transportation Safety Board referred to Enbridge as the Keystone Cops in their handling of the disaster. And we're taking over 17 hours to respond. And most notably is that Enbridge not only caused one of the largest inland oil spills in U.S. history, but then was granted permission by the state of Michigan's Public Service Commission to rebuild and double the capacity of Line 6B to carry 800,000 barrels per day. And this culture is similarly well documented on Line 5, the engineering design of the pipeline is really failing. With these powerful currents, and there are over 200 brace structures trying to anchor this pipeline down onto the lake bed. We've had three anchor strikes, one of them over the last 3 years, and one of them involved Enbridge's very own ship. Enbridge's, you know, failed to flat out refuse to carry the adequate insurance to hold the state and the people and tribes of Michigan harmless. And while I'll just say one other quick thing is that while there may not have been a leak on in the straits from Line 5, Line 5 has had has leaked over a million gallons into Michigan's air, water, and land over since 1968, based on FOIA documents. So we're really rolling the dice here every single day.
Yes. Let me ask three key topics with your answer. If I was to ask you, what are the climate change issues that should be considered in this case? I just asked for three.
Yes, many. So Line 5 as a pipeline, the greenhouse gas emissions are equivalent on an annual basis to the operation of the nation's three largest coal plants. And simultaneously to the litigation about the current pipeline, Enbridge is trying to build a tunnel under the Great Lakes. And the Michigan Public Service Commission, in its review of Enbridge's application, actually has just 2 weeks ago passed a historic ruling for the first time to, you know, we see a Michigan agency actually will consider climate science and greenhouse gas emissions when authorizing a pipeline siting project under the Michigan Environmental Protection Act. Pipelines are some of the greatest sources of emissions. And there's a recent bottleneck analysis that documents this. And, you know, in addition to the incredible protection we will have for, with shutting Line 5 down from an ecological disaster, you know, of epic proportion of the BP Horizon or Valdez scale, by shutting Line 5 down, we're going to have substantial benefits in fighting climate change. Enbridge, just this week, we learned, has conspired with DTE and others to oppose electrification. So there's this fierce battle and clash happening with maintaining the status quo of the current fossil fuel infrastructure and the climate emergency. Yes. To shift and achieve both national and international climate change goals. Canada is using a lot of political muscle with this, but we have support. There's tremendous support from other state leaders and attorney generals. Over 16 states in the District of Columbia and four tribes have filed amici briefs in the lawsuits supporting the state of Michigan and demanding that a state court, not a federal judge, decide whether the state has the authority to shutter Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline.
Liz Kirkwood, your passion evident, Executive Director, Flow, for Love of Water, you with your JD. I am simply the messenger. So how does one continue this conversation with you?
I love talking to you, Shelley, and I hope we get a chance to do it again soon.
Do you have a website?
I do. Please find more information at fortheloveofwater.org. O-R-G.
Wonderful. Much water in our own backyard. Thanks, Liz.